Star Wars 7x7, episode 3576. Into the Breach is episode 13 from season 3 of The Bad Batch, and it is a corker. We're going to do our 7 takeaway breakdown today. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. And thank you to the patrons who help make this possible every day with their support at patreon.com/SW7X7. So, Into the Breach, that is episode 13 from season 3 of The Bad Batch, and yeah, this is quite the episode. Sets us up for... the finale situation, a little surprising in the way they did it. So we'll do our 7 takeaway breakdown the way we usually do, with starting with the high-level overview of the episode. We continue to cut back and forth, which is also, again, kind of unusual for the season so far, between what's going on with Omega and what's going on with the Bad Batch. So for Omega's part, she's stuck in the vault, but she is bound and determined to find a way out of this place, even telling the kids there that she's broken out once before, and she plans to do it again, and she's going to take all of them with her. And it sure looks like she has found a way to do that by the end of the episode. So yeah, that happened pretty quickly, it seems. Meanwhile, on the Bad Batch's side of things, they're still working with Rampart to figure out how to get to Tantus. They meet up with Echo at Borovio, which is fun to be brought back there. That's a planet that we haven't seen since the beginning of the series, where Cad Bane and Fennec Shand faced off. Echo picks the Bad Batch and Rampart up with a stolen Imperial shuttle and stolen clearance codes, because apparently the only way to get to Tantus is to go to this certain space station above Coruscant, and then you can get your clearance and you'll get the coordinates uploaded to your Navi computer, so that way you can get to Tantus. Like, that's how tightly access is controlled. So Rampart and the Bad Batch get onto the station, they get to a control room, they are able to find a science vessel that is on its way to Tantus soon, very lucky, but somehow from the control room they're not able to access the coordinates, and the coordinates are only uploaded to the ship once it actually takes off. So somehow, I guess they're, you know, they must be in a computer someplace, but for whatever reason they can't access it. So then the plan becomes get Echo to stow away on that shuttle, turn off the proximity sensors, so that way the Bad Batch can take their stolen shuttle and get it right underneath the science vessel, clamp onto it, just like the Millennium Falcon clamped onto that Star Destroyer in The Empire Strikes Back. And then once that ship makes the jump to hyperspace, then they are on their way to Tantus a little earlier than they expected, and I think probably with a few fewer people coming to the rescue. For a second takeaway, let's talk about Vice Admiral Rampart, who is every bit as snotty as he was in the previous episode, given a captain's uniform in order to sneak on the station. He couldn't have been more sneery about it. It was just beautifully played. Yeah, well done. Once again, my Nosher Dalal, who was playing Vice Admiral Rampart. And honestly, I'm quite surprised that he did not turn the Bad Batch in. I mean, what does he think is going to happen after all this is over? Either the Bad Batch is going to get him killed, or they're just going to drop him off on some planet someplace, and he's going to have to try to make his way for himself. Doesn't seem like his thing. I mean, it seems like he would... Imagine a scenario where he would turn the Bad Batch in and say, yes, they kidnapped me, but I'm turning them in. I am somebody who should be restored to my former glory in the Empire, and I'm willing to work my way back up for it, even though he would probably be a little snotty about that too. But like, that seems more like the kind of thing that he would do. And especially now that he's being dragged to Tantus along with the rest of the Bad Batch, I feel like the risk for him doing something stupid like that has gone up. For a third takeaway, speaking as we were about the fact that they're heading to Tantus with fewer bodies and reinforcements than they might have liked to take with them, well, it doesn't seem like they're going to be able to leave. I mean, I have a feeling that they're not just going to say, all right, Echo, you're on your own, because he's stuck on that science vessel. They're going to have to figure out how to go in with them, but they're not going to be able to be unseen, right? Because it's not like that science vessel can just land on Tantus with that stolen Imperial shuttle hanging off the bottom of it. No, they're gonna have to detach at some point and sneak away, and then kind of pick up Echo sooner rather than later, along with Omega, of course. I don't really envision a situation where the Batch just disconnects their shuttle and says, hey, we got the coordinates, now let's ditch out of the system and go collect a few more people and then come back. No, I think we are at Tantus for the duration now. And it's the question of whether they try to call for reinforcements. And I don't know if they can really do that. I imagine that Tantus is probably pretty well jammed. And even if they could get a signal out, it would probably be detected. For a fourth takeaway, let's talk about Omega, who does not know that Crosshair wasn't able to land the secondary tracker onto CX-2's ship. So for all she knows, the Batch is coming for them, and yet, she is still setting an escape plan in motion. Of course, it's going to be harder because they're always being watched, and the droids are watching them, and people are coming in twice a day to take their vitals. But one thing that I don't think Omega knows yet, and maybe these kids don't necessarily know it either, why they have been held captive about their whole MCOUN situation and about the fact that having a significant MCOUN, midichlorian count, actually makes it possible for them to exhibit force using abilities, right? And I don't think any of them necessarily consciously done it, like, and certainly the baby has, but not consciously, right? But I mean, that could come into play during an escape situation, but it's not a factor that Omega is necessarily aware about, because I don't even think the kids are aware about it themselves. For a fifth takeaway, we'll talk about the Bad Batch on that Imperial Space Station. First of all, it was a little sad actually to see all of the identifying marks of the Bad Batch being scraped, lasered off of their helmets and armor. The comedy of the lieutenant coming back and asking Wrecker for some verification and him going, yeah, sure, boss, right this way, and then slugging him, and then to be seen wearing the officer's hat when Rampart and the Batch came back, I thought was a particularly fun touch. This episode also reminded me of how cool it is to see Echo being part of the Bad Batch again. And you forget that he wasn't initially part of the Bad Batch and became sort of an adopted member in season 7 of the Clone Wars. And so, yeah, it feels like he is fully a part of this very special group of clones. And yeah, I'm very glad for him in his way, that just with all the horrible things that character went through, that he has found a home. For a sixth takeaway, I want to talk about Dr. Carr and Dr. Scalder. So they're setting something up here for us. The fact that Scalder thinks that Dr. Carr isn't handling things the way they're supposed to, and Carr having to say, I'm the chief scientist, I'll run this the way I want to. And then Scalder getting suspicious and thinking she needs to check up on Omega, and she was right, but not seeing anything out of the ordinary. So it seemed pretty lucky considering how many of those wall tiles fell down just before she walked into the place. But we heard from the kids this episode that the powers that be don't like it when the kids spend a lot of time talking with each other, which, you know, that's how escape plans are made, so it makes sense. So you get the feeling that Scalder is going to be on alert, and maybe this is the opportunity where Dr. Carr, who they've been setting up for some sort of savior situation, maybe she smacks Calder in a moment of danger and allows Omega and the kids to escape otherwise unharmed. Or at least escape from a situation where Dr. Scalder might have cornered them or otherwise been able to alert the authorities to their escape in some fashion. And for a seventh and final takeaway, a little fun fact situation. So Dr. Scalder is played by Helen Sadler, and when you look at Helen Sadler's body of Star Wars work on Wikipedia, it's actually kind of mind-blowing. She's done a bunch of video game voice work, including additional voices in Jedi Survivor, but was also the voice of Rey in a Lego Star Wars game. She's the voice of Jyn Erso in Battlefront. She did voice work for the Old Republic game. She was the voice of Jyn in Forces of Destiny, that series of web shorts. The voice of one of the Imperial pilots in Star Wars Squadrons. And she's also done voice work for live action series. She did voice work for the Book of Boba Fett and for Ahsoka. And she was even a narrator for the Stories of Jedi and Sith audiobooks. So yeah, she's done a little bit of everything. That's pretty cool, I think. So yeah, she does a great menacing job with Dr. Skaldr here too. So those are the things I wanted to highlight for you regarding Into the Breach, which is episode 13 from season 3 of The Bad Batch, and that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you enjoy the show, please leave a rating or review. If you haven't done it already on your favorite app, please hit the like or subscribe or follow or join button, whatever the app you use calls it. Please consider telling other Star Wars fans that you know that this daily dose of Star Wars joy exists for them. And if you really enjoy it, you can help support the production and distribution of this show for just the cup of coffee cost a month. And that information is all over at patreon.com/SW7X7. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.